from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, an animal, well, sort of, the penguins, as we were actually doing the show, made a little bit of news. And, of course, anytime there's penguin news, we always have to go to our go-to guy, Dan Kangurski. And, Dan, you weren't expecting to work yesterday like you did, like you ultimately ended up doing, as the Penguins pulled off a rather interesting trade, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And it did come as a bit of a surprise. There were no rumors, no rumblings. They kept it very quiet. And then the news broke somewhere, I think, around 11:30, 12 o'clock, that they had swapped top prospects with the Winnipeg Jets, sending their 2023 first-round pick, 14th overall, Braden Jaeger, to Winnipeg for Winnipeg's 2022 first-round pick, also a 14th overall kid, Rutger McGroarty, coming back to the Penguins. And all hell broke loose after that.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is there's two elements to this. One is obviously you can speak to the player they're getting, but the player that they're giving away, was that sort of the equivalent of giving up on a guy that they had high hopes for? Or what sort of is the genesis of all this?
You know, that's a really nuanced question and answer, because here's the underlying situation. Winnipeg was not going to sign Rutger McGroarty. They were going to lose him, I think, in 1 year to free agency, because when you go to college, if you don't sign your entry-level contract by the time you're done, then that August, you become a free agent. And some guys like Justin Schultz have used that to their benefit to get to pick their teams. So Winnipeg was not going to sign McGroarty. The trade for top prospect is kind of interesting. I don't think the Penguins gave up on Braden Jaeger, not after 1 year. That would be really silly. But I do think they got a better sense of who and what they had, where his ceiling was. I mean, he scored a lot of goals. He scored 35 goals in the WHL last year. But when we scouted him up in the Memorial Cup in Saginaw back in May, there were some clear flaws in his game. He won the Gentlemanly Trophy in the WHL. There were some things I was kind of a little bit sour on. And McGroarty is kind of a heavy winger, a guy who can make plays but also go to the front of the net. And for the Penguins to make this trade, they have to think that McGroarty is a better player than Jaeger. And I think that's what it came down to. Still an awkward and a bit of an odd trade to give up your top prospect, but that's the only way I can figure that it works.
Well, and you know, I've read some people that said that he's got to be in the top six.
Oh, I don't think that's true. Certainly not his rookie year anyway. I don't think you dunk the kid in the deep end of the pool as a 20-year-old. You're like, hey, you're going to play with Sidney Crosby now. I think you work up to that moment of playing with Sidney Crosby. Now, is that saying that he won't? No, but I think there is a process and some steps between here and there before he plays with Crosby. Now, when you say top six, though, Paul, that also includes Evgeny Malkin. And I really liked what Michael Bunting and Malkin did at the end of last season. So I don't think you break that up. I think it does come down to first line or third line. Whoever the heck is going to be on that third line, you know, might have a pretty good winger.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big thing is, it seems like or it feels like, given the confines or whatever you want to say of what he has the ability to do and not do, it feels like Cal Dubas is slowly but surely trying to, make over the roster and push the thing into, rebuilding, kicking and screaming if he has to. But what are your thoughts on what he's done this whole offseason so far?
Well, it's certainly interesting giving up your top prospect if you're in a rebuilding mode, right?
Right.
But I think this offseason has really been I guess I'm at a loss for a singular adjective for it because they've taken on salary dumps. I mean, they didn't get better players by acquiring Kevin Hayes and Cody Glass. They didn't get better players signing Anthony Bevilier and Matt Grizzlick. And, maybe they upgraded a little bit with Blake Lizotte, who will be kind of a crash-bang fourth-line guy, whether he's the center or one of the wings. But they didn't make changes to the top six, and they didn't upgrade the rest of the roster. They just kind of filled spots. So it's kind of a very uneasy stasis, setting themselves up for kind of a big clean slate next summer or two summers from now. This is just kind of, rolling the rocket to the launch pad for that rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is, and of course everybody right now is sort of hanging on and just trying to figure out what's going on with the captain. I'm assuming there's no real updates with regard to Crosby and his contract, correct?
There are zero updates. It would be about 7 or 10 days ago, talked with sources, and I kind of laid it out, Paul. I'll tell you the background of my question. A singular, statement question to sources, hey, give me one word. Just say comfortable, optimistic, no problem. Give me a little something to quell the speculation, and we can all go about our day. And the answer I got back was, we don't want anything out there either way. So you read into that whatever you want to. I certainly was like, okay. That's what I know.
Yeah. Well, again, I think everyone's pretty sure that he's going to remain with the Penguins. But of course, as it goes on, people start to get a little bit more nervous.
I think they should. Yeah. I mean, listen, we're almost into September now. This is getting a little awkward.
It certainly is. And then the other question, Dan, is. And whenever we're on the final word together, I always do that shtick with, bring them all back. But, are we basically looking at the same goalie situation in this year as they had last year?
Most likely. I think the same players anyway. Whether or not it's the same division of labor is certainly up for debate. I think Alex Nedeljkovic probably earned a little greater share than he had at the start of last season. I don't think he's the number one guy by any means, but I think you could see a more even distribution in net. And then, you don't know what other teams are going to go through. You don't know when an older guy is going to hit the wall or a team's going to have injuries and one of them becomes a sought-after trade target. Right? I mean, right now it's going to be Jari Nedeljkovic. But if, a team in contention needs a goalie, I certainly would circle one of those two guys, depending on the situation with the other team, as a prime target, because the Penguins have a pair of kind of hot shot prospects now who are going to start the season in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it all plays out. Of course, everything starts. Everything begins when Sidney Crosby gets his situation resolved. Dan, thank you so much, as always, for jumping in and breaking it down. And hopefully you can have a couple of days where you don't have to worry about breaking news.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Thank you, sir.
Have fun, Paul.
All right. Dan Kangurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time. for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.